Hi, this is Robert Jeffers, pastor of First Baptist Church in Dallas. Journey with our First Dallas staff members through Old Jerusalem as we trace the footsteps of Jesus along the Via Dolorosa in our Easter devotional series, Footprints of Redemption. Together, step by step, we'll reflect on the events leading to Jesus' crucifixion, reminding us of our Savior's enduring sacrifice and the hope His resurrection brings. Hi, I'm Robert Jeffers, the senior pastor of First Baptist Church in Dallas. As we conclude our Easter devotional series, you might be wondering where Jesus' journey along the Via Dolorosa leads next. Today, we take a closer look at the empty tomb and resurrection hope to uncover where the road really ends. Let's begin our time together by reading the verse found in Matthew 28:6 that embodies the hope of the resurrection. He is not here, for he has risen just as he said. Come, see the place where he was lying. For the last 9 days, we've been traveling along the Via Dolorosa, the way of suffering that Jesus traveled down for us. The Via Dolorosa comes to its conclusion with Jesus being laid in a tomb. It's true, that is where Christ's suffering and pain ended. But today, on Easter Sunday, we celebrate the gospel truth. That's not where the road ends. Not for him, by faith, not for us either. That wasn't immediately obvious to those who had followed Jesus up, down, and around Judea for 3 years. As Jesus took up the cross, all seemed to them to be utterly lost. The hopes they had for a restoration of the kingdom to Israel came crashing down when Jesus was arrested and sentenced. They didn't need to hang around to see the rest. The crucifixion was the most perfectly terrible way to kill a criminal. It was successful 100% of the time. This is where the road ends, they thought. Even the most faithful followers, the women who never left his side, had their doubts. They continued to seek to honor the Lord. But when they woke up on that first Easter morning, they thought they were going to visit a tomb. They thought they were going to pay homage to a corpse. Mary and others went to visit the site where their beloved Jesus had been laid to rest, his brief life cut tragically short, they thought. They were going to visit the place where all hope ceased, where the road ended, or so they thought. But they were shocked, and we with them should be shocked today by what they found. Before they came, the earth shook, an angel dropped down from heaven with a flash of blinding light, and the stone was pushed aside. Roman soldiers, the toughest military force on earth, buckled at the knees and fell petrified to the ground. Then the angel was the first to announce the best news that our ears could ever hear. Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who has been crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. In other words, this is not where the road ends. This is where it begins. As Paul wrote to the Corinthians about 2 decades later, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who are asleep. For since by a man came death, by a man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive. The resurrection was not a one-of-a-kind event. It was the first of its kind event. Jesus is the first of many who will be raised from the dead. We inherited death from Adam, but Jesus brought life, the resurrection of our bodies, and the eternal hope of heaven. He opened up a new road, blazing a new trail. The way of suffering is a real road. It's the road that Jesus traveled down. And if you're reading this, you don't need me to tell you the road of suffering is one we all have to travel down ourselves. We still live in a world of disease, violence, and heartbreak. We still live in the looming shadow of our own death. Christ's suffering was real. Your suffering is real too. But because of Easter, let me tell you some good news. This is not where the road ends. If you place your faith in Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, then this present time of suffering and death will not be the end for you. You're destined for a kingdom where suffering isn't allowed, where you will receive peace and joy that last forever. by faith in the Son of God, if you will simply trust in Him today, that's where the road will end for you. You will be with Him forever. If you trust in Jesus Christ, do you live today like you know you'll live forever? Think about how knowing our eternity changes the way we live today. On this Easter Sunday, I challenge you to spend some time praising God and celebrating what He has accomplished for you by Christ's suffering, death, and resurrection. In light of that good news, think about a specific way that you could encourage someone else with the hope you have received. Set yourself a reminder to make sure you follow through on this week, because He has risen.